I like to say that everyone has a story. Today's guest helps people tell their story. In fact, he helps people who have never told their story to share it so that others can learn, and perhaps that individual can overcome some of the challenges they encountered as part of that work. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Milt Turati recorded his first oral history with a war veteran when Milt was just 13 years old. It ended up being just the first of many.
So off and on, for 67 years, I've been doing veteran oral histories.
Milt served 26 years in the armed forces, including combat in Vietnam. While he had full-time work, this part-time work, if you will, has always remained important as he records the stories of veterans.
They're all different. Values are the same, but their stories are different. And every story is mesmerizing, whether it be the Korean War, World War I, to Vietnam, Afghanistan, no matter where.
Milt does more than listen. He takes the information and writes a book for the veteran. It's a love that usually takes many hours of simply talking.
The shortest was 67 hours with a guy who was in hospice. Normally, between 100 and 200 hours.
And what results is not something for Milt, but rather a gift he can provide to someone who served.
I do it all for free because the book belongs to them. Many have taken their books and then published, and they sell them on the marketplace. I sign away my rights to the work so that it pays their expenses. Then they benefit from that.
The work is done for free, but the benefits are tremendous.
There's been a lot of them who had PTSD, no longer do, because they're able to express themselves and lift the weight off their shoulders.
At the time of my interview with Milt, he had recorded and written 122 stories for veterans, with several more in the pipeline. People continue to find him, and he hopes he can continue as long as possible. Traveling the countryside, in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.